And we're joined now by Melcher Dallas volleyball coach Jessica Nolte as the Saints prepare for another season. Coach, it is good to talk to you once again. Time for volleyball season. How has the first couple of weeks gone in preseason for you?
Pretty good. We have had about a week and a half of practice. Last week we did 3 hours a day, and about the same for this week, except for we had in-service more this year than I'm used to, so we've kind of been scheduling around that, and preseason's going well. I always worry about that first week when I'm pretty tough on them to see who will last, and it's the second week, and everybody has shown up again, so keeping a positive attitude, and I feel like they're looking good for preseason.
You, while you lost some pretty important players, I feel like you're returning quite a few players from last year's squad, and maybe some new faces that'll get some experience this year as well.
Yeah, we lost Brooklyn Metz and Cameron Hendrickson and Carson Mateer. Those are our three seniors, and then Sadie Benz would be a senior this year also, and she sustained an injury to her knee during track season, and she had to have surgery, and she just is not able to play this year, so that's a loss for us also. We will miss her, but I do have a ton of seniors. I have Kiana Jackson, Gabby Overgaard, Hayden Branson, Jenna Mickey, Jalissa, Julene, and Haley Hendrickson. Those are all of my seniors, plus I returned Sophie Lamb and Maddie DeYoung, who saw some time on the floor last year. And then I actually have some sophomores. Some of the freshmen who are now sophomores last year saw a tiny bit of time, not much at all, but Ashlyn Metz, Kesley Reed, and actually my daughter Lottie will sit the bench and maybe throw her in every once in a while, and then little Danny infield. So I have 12 girls I'm looking at, getting some varsity time for the younger girls, as I'm going to lose six seniors this year, so I need to get some time on the court or I'll be in trouble next year, so...
With the six seniors, you got to be really thrilled to have those girls as, those leaders and the experience coming back, not only to show the younger kids, but just you got experience coming back and, to throw out there against some of these teams.
Absolutely. Like I said, last year, I really thought, we would be in contention at the top of the, our conference, but we had a lot of close games that we just didn't finish, and I'm hoping to turn that around this year. I mean, these girls who are now seniors, they were juniors, but they did have quite a bit of playing time as freshmen and sophomores, so I really thought last year we were gonna win big, and we just missed a few games, and it kind of turned our season around. So I'm hoping this year things are gonna go our way. We're gonna, when we have those close games, we're gonna connect on those balls and dig and play good defense, and we're going to come away with the wins this year.
Talking to Melcher Dallas volleyball coach Jessica Nolte on KNIA Cavalas on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. One thing that I know you and everybody there have been looking forward to for close to four seasons now is when you're home games, when you have home games, you will literally have home games. You're back in your own gymnasium. That's got to be just a weight off of everybody's shoulders.
It has been an absolute blessing. I mean, our gym is beautiful. You kind of forget how to run a practice in a full-size gym when you've been in an itty-bitty gym for so long. So it's been a learning curve. Practice doesn't quite take as long as it used to, which is, the girls are loving that, because, normally we have to stand in lines and things take longer, but we can split up on two courts now. So, yeah, it kind of gets me a little bit teary-eyed to think about the old gym going down, but boy, this one, our new gym is beautiful. People are just going to be in awe when they get to come see it.
And a new facility, I won't magically make a team, win 19, 20, or 21 games, but that's got to be mentally good for the girls to know that they don't have to get on a bus every single game. They can maybe go home before a home match and then, come back, kind of do their own little routine that they always have done.
Yes, we are definitely looking forward to that. Myself included, it was like we were always on the road. You have a chance to maybe grab something at Casey's before you loaded a bus. And, most of the time they would get sleepy on the way there, and that wasn't always great for, starting to play a game when you get there. I would try to keep them awake, but, sometimes we're traveling an hour, hour and a half to get to games. So I'm not saying they won't go home and take naps after school, but I hope not. I hope they go home and just chill for a bit and come back and be ready to play, because it's going to be a great season, I think.
Well, it sounds like, the girls and you are ready to start the season. Bluegrass Conference, has it been too long since Melcher Dallas took home the trophy? What's it look like this year of where you can be in that conference race?
I think it looks good. I mean, a few years ago, like I said, when I came back, I had gone away from coaching, and I came back and won zero games that first year back. That was terrible. Not good for your soul. But then the next year we won four, then the next was nine, and then 18, and we won the conference. And so, but then we lost eight seniors. So we had rebuilding years. Like I said, last year, I felt good about last year, and not that we were never completely out of contention. And we just, missed things at the end of games, and it took us, we took the loss instead of the win. I really think with this group of girls, I am hopeful that we will be in the top of the conference.
You look at those girls and, how much from one year to the next do you think, they've kind of got that on their mind that, like, okay, we need to finish some of these games that we should have won last year?
Absolutely. We talk about, girls are girls, and a lot of things can frustrate them. They can have a bad day at school. I guess everybody can be like that, but girls especially, and sometimes I felt like mental toughness, and I don't know how to teach that to girls. I just really hope that this year, having our home gym, not having to travel, and they get their mindset right. We've been talking about that a lot, like playing as a team. And when you don't play well and someone else comes in for you, don't take it as an insult, because everybody has an off game. We need to play as a team, think as a team. And hopefully, we get some mental toughness this year and we can finish those close games.
All right. Looking forward to it. Best luck to you this year.
Thanks for having me.
That's Jessica Nolte, Melcher Dallas volleyball coach. We're back after this on KNIA.